This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Talk about being late for work. Gosh, you know, I connected, and I'm hearing the introduction. Wow, I mean, talk about being late. That was the closest I ever called it. Jason, thank you so much for engineering the broadcast. Kathy's with us, and we're going to be talking about home improvements, the way we do it. And you may find out that what we talk about today may not be immediately implementable. But if you keep in the back of your mind some of the things we talk about, we're going to save you a lot of money in the course of your lifetimes. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
I'm late.
You guys late.
You know, it's snowing here. And I guess it was a long commute into work for me today. The snow's coming down at a 45-degree angle. And it wasn't snowing yesterday. It was really nice yesterday. The day before, it was T-shirt weather. So I guess for those who don't think that climate change is real, they're not playing with a full deck. Is it snowing out in Ohio?
No, we're supposed to get rain, but we have winds. We're supposed to be at up to 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts today. So it's pretty nasty out right now.
Yeah, and class, these are the times when if you have outdoor furniture, and, you know, there's a wind gust advisory, or you think it's going to be windy, even if there is no advisory, you know, put those outdoor furniture, whatever might go flying, put it away so it doesn't go flying and crash through windows and things like that, cars, and do property damage. So, Kathy, I have one thing I wanted to mention before we get into home improvements, and that is a tip from my book, and it's really short. So Dr. Norm Shealy has been recommending stay away from white things, you know, like white rice, white wheat, you know, things that starch, you know, for us to be more healthy. And, of course, I've been following his recommendations. And I was really hungry a few days ago, and I wanted to eat something very quickly. And just for me, I was the only one around. And so what I did was I opened a can of beans. Now, I'm talking about cut beans. They can be the French cut or just the regular cut beans. And I drain the water out of them, or the liquid that's in the can. I drain it out, and then I refill the can with water. And then I drain them again and again and again. I try to get as much salt as I can out. And then with all the liquid that I can drain out of the can of beans, I'll put it into a small pot, and I'll add some extra virgin olive oil, maybe 2 tablespoons. And then I'll heat it up. And it's a very quick, great, great, inexpensive meal that you can do for yourself. Have you ever done that, extra virgin olive oil and just beans?
I haven't done it like with green beans, Vince, but I have done it with like canned beans, or if I make a pot of my own pinto or kidney beans. You're right. It's a great filling meal. I've done it where I've done a little olive oil. I maybe do a little sea salt and some pepper and maybe a little cumin if I'm doing like pinto beans or something in that flavor that goes with the beans. And I heated up a little onion or onion salt. Sometimes I saute the onions, and that's a side dish for me for lunch. I just love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, class, you can do that. And, you know, as things go down the drain across the world, you might want to just stock up on some green beans and cans of green beans, and they keep for years. I'm not going to tell you how much past the best buy date you can go. But always press on the tops of cans to make sure that they're not pressurized on the inside. And if they are, you don't want to even open the can, just throw it away. But as long as the can is not growing bacteria in there, you won't find the pressurized lids of the cans. And that's why, if you look at those lids, you'll see that they have these rings on them. And that is designed so that they can expand outward and show you should there be any bacteria growing inside the can, pressurizing the can. So any comments about that, Kathy, before we get into home improvements?
Well, Vince, it's a great idea. If you can find them now at a reasonable price, why not stock up? You can always use them for casseroles or soups or side dishes, but it is an easy meal, especially I know you have days where you're probably busy from the time you get up till the time you go to bed, and it's just it's smart to do that.
And you can buy, if you time it right, class, you can get cans. You don't have to pay a dollar or more for a can of corn or green beans or even baked beans. You can buy it for the 39, 49, 59 cents a can when they're on sale. So absolutely can be done. Okay, Kathy, where would you like to start for home improvements today?
Well, Vince, I just wanted to make a comment. You said you can find them. About 2 months ago, I was in one of my local grocery stores, and I found cans of black beans and kidney beans for 25 cents a can. So I bought them all.
Wow.
I think I bought six cases.
Wow.
I mean, whatever they had there, I can make my own. You know, I buy them in the great big 10-pound bags. But for that price, it's just nice to have them on hand. I can always gift them, or if I'm last minute, I have to make a pot of chili and I didn't have my beans done, I just bought them all. That's a great price. So.
Well, that's what we do.
Anyway,
that's
then.
What we do. When we find great values like that, we buy them for the seniors around the village, and then we just drop them off. And so instead of donating to a charity that is going to squander the money and pay for jet travel and et cetera, we don't do that. We buy things for those who we think could use it, and we deliver it personally so they get 100% of whatever we bought. That's the way we do it. So that's a great idea. And it's interesting how the instructors at USA Prepares all seem to think alike. And we didn't all go to the same school. We hardly even know each other. I've never met Kathy, never met her husband, but we're all on the same page. That's great. It's great to see this. Kathy, okay, please begin your class.
Vince, there's a few topics I'd like to cover. I know what your advice on some of them. I wanted to talk about flooring, wall outlet spacing, counters, the pros and cons of the different type of countertops. The other topic I think might be appropriate right now is whether you should buy or build or remodel, and the cost, and what we're seeing with what's available and the cost rising at this current time. And then I did have a few things that whenever we do a class, Vince, I get off the air and I'm like, oh, I wish I would have mentioned this or asked Vince this. So I did have a few that I can add them in whenever you think is appropriate.
Sure. Okay. I'll just follow your lead.
Okay. Vince, we had talked about kitchen sinks before, and my question, we talked about stainless steel sinks, and I wanted your thoughts on what you felt were the best sinks, but also with a stainless steel sink, how do you clean it, and what, I have some scratches in mine, and I didn't do it. When we moved in, they were in, and there you can feel them. They're in the sink. So I don't know what they did to get the scratches in there. But is there anything that you use or you can recommend for the scratches or for how to maintain the sink to keep, like, all the water spots off?
Well, Kathy, I don't think the Finelli family is as meticulous as probably we could be. And so... And nobody comes here anymore. So we don't have that concern. What we do, we try not to put cast iron pots and pans, because that's really harder. The cast iron is harder than the stainless steel is on the hardness scale. So a cast iron pot with a rough bottom could scratch the stainless steel sink. So we're very careful when we put them in. If I had a stainless steel sink that had scratches, ours are scuffed up. There's no question about it. When we first got them, they were polished, and they looked like mirrors. They were really nice. But as soon as we started using them, they got scuffed up. And now they're 100% scuffed up on the bottoms, and not quite the sides yet, but on the bottoms after, 15, 16 years. So it's just, I don't know, to me, it's like a patina. But if I had gouges that you could feel with your finger, I'd probably use an emery cloth or a fine sandpaper with soap, detergent, and water to smooth them out. And that's what I would do. But you want to make sure that they are not so deep as you might, eat right through the bottom of the sink bowl. And, there are all kinds of sinks. There are different qualities. So, and there are different types of stainless compositions or different alloys. The least expensive sinks are very shallow, and they're rounded in the corners. The more expensive sinks are deeper, and they're more squared in the corners, and they're thicker. And the more expensive sinks have a sound abatement material applied to the bottom of them. So, depending on... I'm just trying to give a whole bunch of information all at once about stainless steel sinks. I think we have a double bowl, and a double bowl is really strong because it has that center support that divides the two bowls, so you can put more weight in the center, the double bowl sink than a single bowl sink. But I kind of like them both. I kind of like the single bowl for washing large pots and pans, but your style sink that you like the best with this small bowl on one side, maybe the left, and then the very large bowl, maybe 3/4 of the area being, or 7/8 of the area being a big bowl, I really like that the best. I think that's what I would want to have if I were choosing one. But I have a feeling that's way more expensive than any other design. Those are my thoughts.
Okay. My sink is called a Frankie sink, and I don't know where that runs on the scale of the quality of the sinks. I know it's not real cheap. I mean, it seems like it's a pretty heavy gauge. Anyway, Vince, can we talk about flooring, like the pros and cons of wood floors and tile or any other kind of flooring, like if you would ever even go like with a pergo type flooring?
Sure. Do you want me to talk about it first, or do you want to tell us what you think?
Well, you can go ahead and talk about it, and then I will give you my experiences that I've had with it, if you don't mind.
Sure. Okay. In our house, in the past, we've had oak floors. When I was growing up, we had oak floors. And there are all kinds of oak floors. And when you buy oak, you can buy it. There's certain qualities. There's like completely knot-free, meaning no knots, no defects whatsoever. That's top of the line. And then you can go down in a few knots. And then there are lengths of the boards where the average board might be 30 inches long. But then that means that some of the boards are going to be 14 inches long, and some of them are going to be a little bit longer. So they're going to be random lengths. And they sell it by the length, the average length of the board for the oak flooring or the hardwood flooring. And they sell it by the quality, meaning how perfect those boards are. So there's two ways of looking at flooring, and then there's the type of wood. We'll be right back. I'll tell you a little bit more.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so we're talking about flooring. And this is kind of how it works. So there are different grades of flooring. Well, let's just talk about oak, for example. There's grade A, grade B, grade C, and grade D. And the just like grades in school, grade A would be the best. But only about 10% of any oak tree would have grade A flooring in it. So it's the pattern is clean and clear. There are very few imperfections and very slight color differences between each board. Grade B would be roughly 20-25% of a tree would be grade B. So you can have some small knots, but you know, there's some natural features in the wood, and it has just a few more imperfections, and but it has character. Grade C is a lesser quality, and grade D would be even worse. So what we did, and so if you want what's called select, that would be the top of the line, it'd be grade A, you know, no imperfections, you're going to pay a lot more for it because it's just not as available as a percentage of the wood in the tree. So what we did was we went for the imperfections, but we wanted it to be strong. So we sacrificed perfect, clear, select flooring for durability and strength. And what we have is this this more of a homey look. And, yeah, there's some knots. And some of the boards are a little more yellow. Some are a little more white. Some have a little bit of brown in them. But it's all white oak, and it's all very strong, and it's all tongue and groove, and it's 3/4 of an inch thick. So I think we paid about $2.22 a square foot, something like that, for the wood. And we installed it. And we installed it on top of a Vantec, which is a composition board. It's stronger than plywood, and it doesn't creak. And what we did was we glued it down. We glued the subfloor to the joists, to the I-joists. And then we nailed and screwed the subfloor down. So our subfloor doesn't move. And you can walk anywhere in the house, and there's no creaks. There's no sags. There's no creaks. There's no noise. And then perpendicular to the joists is the oak flooring for, you know, additional strength. That's the way you install oak flooring or any other tongue and groove type flooring, perpendicular to the joists. And the reason that we chose oak is oak was readily available in Missouri, and it's a Missouri hardwood. So our flooring came from Missouri, but there's something that maybe I should tell you, class, that if you're going to install oak flooring, you need to have the oak flooring delivered and set inside your house for about 6 weeks prior to cutting it, you know, sawing it and nailing it down. Because what happens is it needs to be acclimated to your house, not your neighbor's house, not the warehouse, not the store, your house, because it will breathe and it will expand and contract based on the conditions within your house. So if you don't let it set for 6 weeks prior to installing, and it's a really hard thing to do. Look at this pile of lumber. Geez, I'd really like to have that on the floor where we could use it rather than in a pile, you know, in the way. What you'll find out is that floor will shrink or expand and cause all kinds of problems later. So that's one thing. Now, there's a scale called the Janka scale, J-A-N-K-A. That is a scale of hardness. So what they do is they press a ball into the wood to see how many pounds per square inch it takes to push that ball into the wood. And the scale goes from 0 to 4,000. Well, the higher the number, the greater the number of pounds per square inch of force to push this steel ball into the wood. So cottonwood is really soft. It has a rating of about 430. Yellow poplar, next on the soft scale. Now, there's a lot of wood in between. But what I'm saying is, let me just give you some of the common ones. Yellow poplar is about 540. Chestnut, 540. Cedar, 900, eastern cedar. Now, heart pine is 910. So you might think that pine, all pines are soft. Well, you know, there's white pine, which is pretty soft. Then there's yellow pine, which is harder than that. If you go up the scale, North American walnut is around 1,000. And then red oak is 1,260. White oak is 1,360. So white oak is harder than red oak. White oak is more expensive than red oak. And what we used here is white oak because we were able to get white oak for a really reasonable price because it's common here and it grows here. Hickory is around 1,600. Pecans around the same. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The IRS will push its April 15th tax filing deadline to May 17th, the agency and Treasury Department announced in a joint statement Wednesday. The decision comes after lawmakers asked the IRS to postpone the deadline due to what is becoming one of the most complicated tax seasons in decades. Democrats are zeroing in on raising the corporate tax from its current 21% to 28% as one of the easiest ways to find new revenue for an infrastructure package. While most senators are signaling that President Biden's next big-ticket bill must come with a way to pay for it, the White House and its allies are growing confident they can get there in part by increasing corporate taxes. AMC Movie Theaters are planning to have nearly all of its U.S. theaters open by Friday, marking a milestone for the chain that dodged bankruptcy during the pandemic. The last remaining theaters it has left to reopen are mostly in Southern California, where health officials demanded cinemas stay closed. We are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
After bouncing around the league for a few years, Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner tells MLB.com it's been worth the ride.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster ride as far as my career has gone, but I've done a little bit of everything. I've been up and down. I've been traded. I've been non-tendered. I've been the 25th man, and I've been the all-star third baseman for the Dodgers as well. So experienced it all, but I think along the way, probably the thing that I'm most proud of is, the way I carry myself and the respect that I received from the guys in the locker room around me. I think that's probably the most important thing, even greater than, all those numbers on the back of your baseball card.
After winning the World Series in the shortened 2020 season, the emotions continue to carry him into another World Series run.
Yeah, the emotions are pretty high, obviously. Being from Los Angeles, growing up in Southern California, knowing the void of championships that have been going on here for 33 years and being able to bring that trophy back home, not just for the players and staff, but, the organization, the fans, the ownership, it's been huge. And there's been a lot said already about, what it's going to be like, what it takes to repeat. We know it hasn't been done in 21 years since the Yankees did it. And we're going to embrace the challenge. We're going to show up every day and try to continue to get better, continue to grow, and win as many games as we can.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This can be sliding. One of today's hot cheese. Oh, God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So we're talking about flooring, and the best bang for the buck, in my opinion, is going to be oak. Tongue and groove, if you're going to have a hardwood floor. And if it's properly installed, it will last a lifetime. And you can go on to more exotic woods like mahogany and rosewood and mesquite and cherry and teak. And, Brazilian walnut is the hardest. But, in terms of, for most of us, including me, I really like oak the best. And I just happen to like the white oak more than the red oak, because I was able to get it at a very good price, and it's local. And we had a flooring guy install it, and he did a magnificent job. And one of the other things I wanted to mention about flooring is we have two kinds of flooring in our house. That's it, period. Just two kinds. One is the white oak, and the other is a tile, and it's 13 by 13 inches square. And it's sort of a rose, but it's a variegated rose, tan, white, maybe a couple speckles of, you know, darker colors in it. But it's a ceramic tile, and it was inexpensive, maybe $1 a square foot or so, or maybe a little bit less. And we put that in on a concrete board and mortared it in, and there's no cracks, no chips, and it just works great. So we have two kinds of flooring, and because we have two kinds of flooring, that we were able to minimize the waste. So for example, if you like different colors, different kinds of flooring in each room, you're going to have waste, roughly 10% waste for each of those rooms. Whereas if you have just, you know, if you standardize on your flooring like we did, we had very, very little waste. We probably had, I don't know, maybe 20 square feet of wood left over at the most, probably more like 10 square feet. Same thing, but tile, we bought extra tile so that if we want to expand the house and have the same tile in other rooms, I bought extra boxes of tile. Or if we break one, we have the same exact tile, so it'll match. Because what happens is the dye lots change of tile. So if you buy the tile this year and then you go to get it next year, if they still have it, it's probably a different color, even though it's the same make, model, etc. Kathy, any comments?
Well, Vince, I think our tile is similar based on how you described it. And I like tile in the kitchen and bathrooms especially. And you were talking about the wood floor. And I believe in the house we have now, we do have a white oak in our foyer, but like a dining room area and the hallway. And it's beautiful. The only negative that I had was I did have somebody try to move something, and it, they had like a couch, and there was I don't know if it was the leg that was broken or sticking out, but they gouged my floor. I don't know if it had like a screw sticking out. They did gouge it and scratch it a little bit. But other than that, it is literally worn wonderful. And our old house that we had built, we had a red oak in the dining room, and that was beautiful too. We had a wonderful man install it. He was meticulous. And he did that. He did bring that wood in and let it set for a while. I don't think it was weeks, like you said, but I'm almost positive it was 2 or 3 weeks he let it set there.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I have a recommendation about the scratching. Here's what we have done. In the past, we have had wall-to-wall added in certain locations. So, for example, we had a factory floor in Virginia, and we had some padding. And when I bought padding, I don't buy the spongy foam rubber type padding that goes under wall-to-wall carpeting. What I buy is it's like a hair pad. It'd be like horsehair, but it's a synthetic fiber. And the leftover scraps, I cut them up, and I put them under the furniture. So, for example, we have a sofa in the kitchen. I mean, it sounds really kind of crazy and crass, but it's really kind of neat. The dogs like it, and they'll climb on it with us. It's just one of these farmhouse sofas. And it's old. And underneath the supports where it contacts the floor, I have cut this fibrous rug padding in larger sections than would be required, and that goes under the legs so that if someone sits on it and the sofa moves a little bit, it's going to be riding on this horsehair padding or this synthetic fiber padding. And it works great. It's under just about all the furniture that we have in the house so that the movement will not cause damage to the floor. It's as simple as that. And it works great.
That's a great idea, Vince. Vince, some of the things that I found with tile, like I do like it in the kitchen and bathrooms especially, and our back door goes out to the garage. So that's a nice place to have tile because we're always bringing stuff in there. And this is sort of off topic, but talking about a garage, one of the things that we like and my husband loves is that we have a entry door into the basement from the garage so that he can take down sheets of lumber or the big heavy things so he doesn't have to go into the house, go through, you know, under the wood or on any carpeting. So if you can build a house or you're looking for one and it has that door with access right to the garage, it's really a nice feature.
Oh, I love it. And I think it's a great thought. It's a great way to go. And let's say you can't do that, Glass. What you can't, now, if you're building your own house, you can do this. So you want to have an outside door that will allow you to carry a 4x8 sheet of plywood from the outside door right into the basement. Okay, you can certainly do that through the garage. If you know, just open the garage door, carry a 4x8 sheet into the garage. Yes, but not everybody has a garage that's connected, you know, to the basement. But if you don't, if you can arrange to have a door, an outside door, that will allow you to carry a 4x8 sheet of plywood into the basement, that's a great idea. Because you may want to finish the basement. You may want to be moving two or three or four or five or six families down there. I mean, that's where we're headed, right? I mean, we're our houses are going to become like motels pretty soon, you know, for our families because the economy is going down. That's where we're headed. So you may want to be able to carry 4x8 sheets of plywood into the basement for whatever reason. And if you build your own house, you can make that happen. But if you buy someone else's house, you're stuck with what they did. Because remodeling, and that's something we're probably going to talk about today, is expensive. Kathy, please continue.
Well, and since one of the reasons why he liked to have that there was he has his workshop downstairs because we did have a garage at one of our homes and he had part of the workshop outside. But because it wasn't heated all the time, it started to affect some of his tools, and he got rust on some things, and that was the end of that. So he puts any of the tools that would rust that he's working in his wood workshop and his table saw and all that goes in the basement just so that it doesn't have the moisture problem.
Okay, very, very good comment. And so, Class, if you build your own house, you can put heat in the garage. Now, it's inexpensive to put heat in the garage when you're building the house. It's really expensive to add heat in the garage after you build the house. So what you should do is think about all the things that you would like on your wish list when you build your own house. And I am a proponent and an advocate of making your own mistakes. And that's my term for building a house. Make your own mistakes because you can look at everybody's house that you've been in. Every single one, and you will find a plethora of things that were done wrong, from the floor not being level to the house not being square to the wrong windows, to the wrong size windows, to the wrong orientation, to the wrong insulation, to the wiring that is substandard, to the heating system that is that's biased toward one end of the house versus the other end of the house. The one end is cold, the other end is warm, the floor plan is wrong, you can't get a wheelchair from one end to the other, or, you know, there's so many things that are wrong with most houses that you can avoid all of that if you make your own mistakes. But if you do decide to make your own mistakes, go slowly. Go very slowly. There's no reason to rush, because if you rush it, you'll tend to make more mistakes. Like haste makes waste, that old saying. It's all true. Kathy?
Yeah, I agree, Vince. Totally. We've done that. We've built a few homes, and most of the time you learn the more you do, but you're right. If you can do anything before, if you can do any of the wiring or pre-planning, it makes such a difference, and it's so much cheaper. Vince, I wanted to make a couple comments about tile. And these are some of the reasons that I like tile, and I like a tile that's not completely smooth. Mine has a little bit of a texture to it. So I don't know if it's just that it does it. You don't slip on it. I've never slipped on mine, even if it's wet. I mean, I suppose you could, but it's not that slippery. But some of the positives I like is that it's very durable. and it's stain resistant, except for the grout. If the grout's not sealed, you can spill wine or anything on it, and it just wipes right off. It's water resistant. It doesn't harbor odors or like a carpet, you know, if a pet would have an accident on it, it wouldn't harbor those odors or that bacteria. I've never scratched mine. I've had tiles for a long time. I suppose it can be done. I know if you drop like a hammer or something just right on it, some heavy item, you could crack it. But I believe it's not too hard to repair it. It's good for kids and pets. You know, mine is in a real high traffic area. It's my back door out to the garage door. So that's pretty much like where the grandkids and me coming in and out from gardening and the animals and all that come in and out. So those are some of the things that I like. Vince, I wanted to ask you your thoughts on how you clean your grout. I have something that I found, but I don't know if it's the best thing. So I want your thoughts on that.
I can't tell you. I can't tell you because I don't think we've ever done it. What we've done is we've sealed. Now, we clean the floors, but we have sealed the grout, and that's something you want to do right away, class. And that will prevent stains from getting into the grout. So there are commercial sealers that you can buy, and you should do it right away. But we have never had to remove stains from the grout between the tile because it's never stayed. And if something does spill, we clean it up immediately. And about the hammers. We have a farm, and there are hammers all over the place. And sometimes they get on, you know, come into the kitchen on the kitchen table. Sometimes they go on the counters. You know, like if someone's working even in the house with a hammer, it can be put on a table or on a surface where if it falls and lands on a tile, it can break it. So there are rules, and they're unwritten in our house. If something can fall and break a tile, it doesn't belong there. So it doesn't stay there, okay? So that's kind of how we handle it. And if the hammer is on, you know, there'll be no hammer near the edge of a countertop. It'll be pushed in pretty darn far so that there's virtually no way that a hammer or something heavy can fall and break a tile. And there are plenty of things that can fall off a countertop and break a tile. And so we don't allow that to happen. And we think that, you know, the dogs might get frisky and race around, you know, unexpectedly, and so we don't allow things. We prevent accidents from happening. That's what I'm saying. We'll be right back with Kathy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553.
800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, during the break, I consulted with the domestic engineering department here at the farmhouse, and Mrs. Finelli was available, and I said, "So, Mrs. Finelli, how do you ever have to scrub between the tiles and clean the grout?" She says, "No, I clean it up right away. If there's a spill, she cleans it up, or we clean it up right away." And we haven't had the need to scrub the tile grout for stains, Kathy, because it's sealed. So, and then, but with the tile in the bathroom, which is, a porcelain tile, what we do there is we wipe it down with a squeegee so that it does not develop mold. And if it does, we'll use a vinegar spray and spray that on the tile and then scrub it with a brush. And that's for that kind of tile.
Vince, the one comment I wanted to make about the grout, and I'm pretty sure the house that we live in now, they never sealed it before we got here. But what I found was you can see the difference. Like if you look under the cabinets, it's a lot lighter. And then where the traffic pattern is darker. So that bothers me. And so I did try to clean it. I looked online with a couple different recipes. I tried using vinegar. I've tried using different things, and I couldn't get it clean. And the one thing I did try in a small section, and I don't know if it's smart or not, but one person that I found online, she used it was a Lysol. It was a toilet bowl cleaner. And I did one section in an inconspicuous spot, and she left it on for a few minutes and wiped it off, and it cleaned it. And I mean, that was the only thing I could get the dirt off with. So I don't like to use that, and if you have a better idea, then I'm open to that. But what I would do if I'm going to do the whole floor is obviously I'd probably wait till summer and have the windows open and be real careful not to have any of the animals around or anything. But I would obviously I would use it, whatever cleaner it is, then I would wash the floor a few times, and then I would seal it, hopefully to keep that grout looking better. But, I mean, it's not something that has to be done. It just bothers me because I can see the dirt, and I just can't get it off.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say the mistake I made in one of the houses that we had was I kicked the grout, and the grout was too light. So I would say, let's say you're going with a gray tile, go with a darker gray, a little bit darker gray grout, something that is not going to show the dirt as easily. A lot of people go with white or beige, and that shows the dirt really easily. So that's something I would do.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
I would
previously you mentioned textured tile versus smooth, and I'm with you. Ours is textured as well. And I'm thinking that if you have tile on the kitchen floor and it's like smooth, like polished marble almost, that seems almost dangerous to me because of, you know, spills. And like when our dogs have a water bowl in the kitchen, and these shepherds will look in the bowl, they'll drink in the bowl, and then they'll look around, and there'll be water, mm-hmm. like, you know, on the floor for a 3-foot radius. So that could be, you know, a great way to break your neck in the kitchen. So I like the textured floor. And by the way, I keep a towel on the floor. So when they do, and our floor in the kitchen is wood, which is highly unrecommended. Most people would say you gotta be nuts to have a wooden floor in the kitchen. Well, ours is really well sealed, and it doesn't have any problems because if water gets on it, we mop it up right away. So 16 years going, it still looks pretty darn close to brand new. Because we protect it and we keep the grit off the floor. And one other thing, when I went to see Mrs. Finelli about the grout during the last break, one of the things I wanted to comment, we have a tile floor that goes from the garage into what we'll call the laundry room. So you come from the garage, and if you're muddy, you're stepping on tile before you step on, you go down the hallway into the kitchen. We have a 3-foot by 5-foot composition floor mat, and it's Sam's Club sells them. They come in brown and black, and they're about $20. And these are kind of a spongy, kind of rubbery vinyl plastic rug or mat, and it's great for mopping up some of those wet feet. You know, so you can walk on it and then the water will evaporate. So we have one when you walk in the kitchen door. We have one when you walk in the laundry room. And the idea is that's the first few steps you're going to take. You can take your shoes off if they're all gooky, muddy, and, you know, you won't track mud throughout the rest of the house. So that's what we do, and that protects the floors as well because that's the first few steps that you take when you come in all muddy, and it works great. Any comments about that, Kathy? Do you do something similar?
The ovens, I have that, and I also have a mat on the outside that kind of looks like grass that sticks up, and you can kind of rub your feet on that before you come in the house. It knocks all the dry dirt off of your feet.
Yeah, and we have one outside the kitchen door as well, and the dogs love to sleep on that as well, and the same exact mat. So we probably have about 4 of them around here at the farm. Kathy and I will be right back for the next hour talking about home improvements, things that you might want to consider. This is USA Prepares. Kathy in Ohio's with us. I'm Vincent Finelli. And this is USA Prepares. Tomorrow, Bert's going to be with us, and he'll be talking about 6G, and Kyle and I will be talking about how to buy tires.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.